From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama is expected to meet with Cuba's President Raul Castro on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas. As VOA White House correspondent Luis Ramirez tells us, Saturday's historic first encounter is the first between Mr. Obama and Mr. Castro since Mr. Obama announced his intention to normalize relations with communist Cuba.
At a meeting of civil society leaders on Friday, the U.S. president drew applause when he noted the first ever participation of Cuba, a nation noted for its widespread repression of political dissidents.
I am proud to be with you at this first ever official gathering of civil society leaders at the Summit of the Americas. And I'm pleased to have Cuba represented with us at this summit for the very first time.
Prior to coming to Panama, President Obama spoke with Raul Castro by phone. The two are expected to meet on Saturday. In their phone conversation, they agreed on the importance of engagement, but they also recognize they have remaining differences. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Panama City.
Saudi-led coalition airstrikes hit Yemen for a 16th straight day on Friday, targeting weapons storage sites used by Shiite Houthi rebels in the capital Sana'a. Witnesses say the strikes hit the defense ministry and other facilities, including a military camp believed to be controlled by rebel forces loyal to former Yemeni President Ali Abdullah Saleh. The rebels control Sana'a and are seeking to capture Yemen's main southern city, Aden, as they battle forces supporting the country's internationally backed president, Abdrabu Mansour Hadi, who recently fled Yemen. This is VOA News. The United States has denounced a decision in Pakistan to free the alleged mastermind of the 2008 Mumbai attacks that killed 166 people. State Department spokesman Jeff Rathke said Friday the U.S. is gravely concerned by a court's granting of bail to Zakir Rehman Lakhvi, who left custody just hours earlier.
Terrorist attacks are an assault on the collective safety and security of all countries. Pakistan has pledged its cooperation in bringing the perpetrators, financiers, and sponsors of the Mumbai terrorist attacks to justice. And we urge Pakistan to follow through on that commitment to ensure justice for the 166 innocent people, including six Americans, who lost their lives.
Lakhvi, a top commander of the Pakistan-based militant group Lashkar-e-Toiba, had been in prison since February of 2009 when he and six others were charged in connection with the 60-hour assault on India's commercial capital in 2008. At least 16 people were killed and several others wounded in separate bombing attacks in Afghanistan Friday. In one attack, a suicide bomber killed four civilians when he targeted a U.S. convoy in Jalalabad. In Kabul, the Afghan Interior Ministry reported another car bombing against a NATO convoy. The Taliban claimed responsibility for both attacks. Also Friday, roadside explosives killed at least 12 people in Ghazni province. All the victims, including women and children, were members of the same family. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. A Topeka, Kansas man has been charged in federal court with attempting to detonate a car bomb at a military base as part of a plot to support the Islamic State. The U.S. Department of Justice said Friday that 20-year-old John Booker was taken into custody when he and undercover agents met near the base to try to arm what Booker did not realize was an inert bomb. Barry Grissom is the U.S. attorney in Kansas.
And it's alleged that since March of this year, he's been plotting to construct an explosive device for an attack on American soil. He repeatedly stated his desire to engage in violent jihad on behalf of the Islamic State of Iraq, otherwise known as ISIL.
Booker was also charged with attempting to provide material support to a designated foreign terrorist organization. A second man, Alexander Blair, was arrested Friday on the charges he knew about the plot and did not report it to authorities. U.S. media reports say that former First Lady and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will formally announce her intention to run for president in the 2016 election in a video on Sunday. For more on these stories, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.